It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lee, things are getting exponentially weirder.
Yes, they are.
Around here right now. Let me recap where we are at this time. We've gone in 4 weeks, okay, from Joe Biden is in tip-top shape, and anybody suggesting otherwise is guilty of cheap fake misinformation, right? I.e. conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Tip top shape. Quote, unquote, from who? CBS News. Okay, 4 weeks ago, tip top shape. Anything else is misinformation. And Biden's campaign saying they would like to have it censored. Anybody saying that Biden isn't in tip top shape, right? Mm-hmm. And the Democrats all wailed on us, as did their lying, cheating media, and said we were lying. Okay, that's 4 weeks ago. To today, 4 weeks later, Biden is near death. What? Biden doesn't have much time left? CBS News just aired this. Listen.
Younger brothers, and here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. Country over self. It sounds corny in our cynical political environment, but he nor I are cynical. The goal remains the same: defeat Trump and continue the work that Joe has done. My hope is that our party rallies around this heroic act. We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision, and he says, in my humble opinion, absolutely. So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a—
we can enjoy whatever time we have left. Okay, Lee, Dana Perino and you are right. We need proof of life. We need a wellness check at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
Nobody's seen him. Okay, just to recap, this historic day, okay, it's last 24 hours, roughly, is where we are, okay? Joe Biden suddenly resigns via X, Twitter, right? White House staff finds out 1 minute later. Didn't know. They weren't told. So who did this?
Yeah.
Joe Biden resignation letter was not on official letterhead. Biden's signature is weird. It's just part of the reporting that's floating around out there. Okay, I'm sure a lot of this will be resolved. Don't get me wrong. I'm just laying out the weirdness the last 24 hours. Okay, I'm not saying anything. Yeah. Please don't take it wrong.
It is strange.
It's strange. Okay, Steve Ricchetti helped to write the letter. Jill Biden tweets a heart emoji response. White House wipes Biden's schedule. White House chief of staff calls the cabinet and manages communications. Frank Biden confirms health is a factor, and they want to enjoy whatever time Biden has left as a family. Joe Biden holds no live press conference.
Nope. No appearance at all. Not even audio.
Where is Joe?
Yeah.
Where is Joe? And what time he has left? What does that mean?
Yeah. Just
okay, so I'm just stacking the weirdness together. Yeah. I don't know what it means. I'm not going to say what it means.
CBS News did that.
When we don't know what it means, we just stack the facts, and you let your mind go where it goes, and we'll see where it ends up. I'm not saying anything. Please don't misunderstand. This is really weird. You resign on X. Nobody's seen you. Not on official letterhead, and now your family's acting like you have not long to live. Okay. Texter rates USSR. Dear leader has a cold.
You know, I said that earlier, that this all reminds me of the Soviet Union where, you know, if the and you know, God forbid, I do not wish death, suffering or disease on my worst enemy. OK,
that, no, me either.
I don't. I'm not built that way. And if there is a, you know, something that needs to be cured or whatever, you know, I certainly hope that the president gets his, you know, the best possible care and makes it through it. But this does remind me, though, of the old Soviet Union where, you know, suddenly someone doesn't appear, they've got a cold, and then a few days later they found out that their body is on display in Red Square.
You know. And their pictures have been erased.
Right,
their
right.
face has been
yeah.
erased from pictures of the other dear leaders. Yeah. No, I'm sure he'll be along by lunch. I'd just like to see proof of life, and I'd like to hear from his lips that he resigned. Here's why. Because this bizarre thing has been going on for a few days now where Joe Biden has sent out his campaign folks and, you know, saying, I'm not resigning. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about that? And right. the Democrats are like, you know, we'll give you a few more days to think about it. Just to, you know, I know we know you're trying to make the decision. And Joe's been like, no, I made a decision. I'm not going anywhere. Now we don't hear from Joe. We just get a resignation on X.
Right. And it's simply
it's
an
a weird
image,
way to resign.
An image of what is yeah. appears to be a letter on X, not from the White House office. I mean, not the White House, you know, usual press corps or, I mean, a press secretary or even the White House website.
No.
Just X.
Just X. Look, I'm sure things are fine here, but it. I just want to know that Joe Biden, let me just bottom line, I want to know Joe Biden knows he resigned.
Yeah.
I want to know that yeah, for sure.
That's the question I had earlier this morning. Yeah. And also, and I've just got to say this. How can there be any more White House press briefings from the current administration?
Oh, because of the way they've lied
yeah.
to us?
I mean
just lied
and, you know,
about his health.
Corinne Jean-Pierre, I don't know how she can come out and do a press conference now, because she has had to lie about the president's condition all during his entire tenure. I mean, this is demonstrable.
Yeah. And you know who else is lying? And this is shocking, and we can't lose sight of this because the timing of all this is they want to change the subject from the assassination attempt for Mayorkas to lie. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is over Secret Service, and tell us, no, they never, the Trump campaign, Trump Secret Service team never requested more security. They never did. And now he's like, okay, yeah, they did. Sorry, I did lie about that. And now the head of the Secret Service, same thing, admitting, yeah, I kind of lied about that. Well, now we're finding out this morning they lied about increasing his security. They decreased it.
Cheadle and Mayorkas should both either have to resign today or be fired. Now, there is... This borders on, and I'll say this, this borders on an accusation of treason.
Yeah, it does. It does. And think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States of America, maybe next president of the United States of America, was almost murdered on live television. And nobody's been fired. Not a single person. They're acting like, ho-hum, yeah, just another day. Nothing to see here. Bullets whizzing by his head. That's all normal. And even Bill Maher this weekend saying to Pete Buttigieg, you know, why hasn't anybody been fired for this? This is not normal. And Maher, as we know, is a Democrat. And Pete Buttigieg doesn't even have a decent answer for it. I mean, this is the level of the bizarre that we're talking about today, that we're dealing
Should
with.
Joe Biden have fired the Secret Service head? I mean, I don't understand that.
I'm not in on all the details of the Homeland Security side. I know there's a really serious after-action report and process
a
whole lot of scrutiny going on there. I think, you know, everything that led up to that moment, that horrible moment, is under a microscope. And I believe that President Biden and the administration will do the right thing.
But you didn't need a microscope to see it.
Yeah, but you also...
The guy was on the roof,
yeah.
like not that far away,
yeah.
with a rifle for a long time. I mean, I've seen people fired for less. And it just looks bad. It looks like, well, the other guy from the other party got shot. We'll look into it if we have time.
I think it's that when something of this gravity happens, you don't just dash off a decision. You do a comprehensive process to find every single...
Yeah, you do after you remove the person who allowed it to happen so it doesn't happen again. You don't act like it's no big deal.
And let me remind folks, not only was the president struck, but there is a man dead. And two people hospitalized because of this shooting that the left wants to pretend was staged. You know, here's the thing. This comment by Joy Reid, If Alex Jones can be sued for claiming that Sandy Hook was a fake and a setup, Joy Reid ought to at least be suspended for implying that the Trump campaign staged an assassination attempt in which you have a dead American and two others injured in the hospital and were for quite some time in critical condition.
Yes, because that would mean, because the hook they got into Alex Jones was that would imply that the families of the Sandy Hook dead, the children, had lied to the and they were severely like stalked and criticized.
I'm not defending Alex Jones at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
But that's Joy Reid has done the same thing here.
Exactly. That's
implied essentially the family that firefighter's lying and holding a fake funeral for it. And if you stop for just a moment. And you listen to her cray cray and you think my 14-year-old nailed this weekend. What's the problem with this is right off the top. Listen to her cray cray over the weekend. This is MSNBC, the main talking head now at MSNBC now that Rachel Maddow is only working one day a week. Here we go. I'm going to play her cray because this is she needs help, Lee. I mean, I'm not saying that rhetorically. She's like, she needs help.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing.
She goes on to say we need to see the medical reports, and she even insinuates that the Secret Service let him pose for that photo op because it would help him win.
We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting. Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters, for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage?
Okay. My 14-year-old immediately hearing me cut this audio wanders in from the other room. He could figure this out, right? 34% of Democrats can't figure this out. They think that Trump faked the assassination, according to Gallup, right? Is she honestly suggesting, Lee, that Trump staged his assassination attempt with the Secret Service that the Biden administration is in charge of? That's what she's saying. I mean, you just think about it for a minute. Okay.
I don't think David Copperfield could have pulled this off.
No. So I'd love to have her on the show and do a follow-up. Is the dead firefighter a prop, Joy?
Yeah.
Or did he allow himself to be fake but real killed and real buried? Could you tell us, and we're the Secret Service in on it? When you say this stuff, Lee, this is the problem. You tear the country apart with these lies.
Yeah.
This is how they psychopathically manipulate their sheeple. And you know why they're doing this? Let me tell you why they're doing this. Do you see Amber Rose take that big red pill at the RNC convention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't have their sheeple looking at the details too closely around this assassination attempt because they go right back. They implicate the Democrats and the White House and the deep state. They can't have those sheeple asking questions about what are obviously choreographed and engineered security problems.
Lapses.
Lapses is a good word. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So they got to distract their sheeple with something else. Even though if their sheeple would think for just 5 seconds, they could see what she said on its face makes no sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch closely. Top Democrats who have not endorsed Harris: Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and Dick Durbin. In other words, the leaders of the party. Hillary did. That's weird. That's a little weird. Yeah, last Chiron on Fox News, Obama stopped short of endorsing Kamala. Why? They're all taking her down right now. Never forget how Democrats lie, okay? They don't tell just one-off lies. They don't. They're so much smarter than that. I took a college called Narrative in Journalism School. Narrative was how to build a story, right? You want to build a story, be a good journalist, you should tell a story. A narrative for the Democrats' purposes is a story that is a lie, but it's a multi-chapter lie. As they walk their sheeple up to events that might otherwise perturb or stress them out, slowly. The first chapter of the new narrative is, we love the black woman. No, we do. Oh, yeah. No, we support her. She's great. She totally wasn't a DEI hire who couldn't get more than 3% of the vote in a primary and dropped out because even black people don't like her. No. She's great. Yeah. And we all endorse her and we want her right away to be our nominee, even though we're going to lose in a dumpster fire. As what? Everybody, look, what are you told? All 50 party chairs, state party chairs have endorsed her. Yeah, they're all on the phone too, whipping votes for whoever their candidate is. It ain't gonna be her. They're not that dumb. This won't be that easy. It won't. Now, what we have to hope is they lose control of the process and it's Kamala. But folks, this is a controlled demolition. Joe Biden dropping out this very week has been planned since at least December, when I told you in that viral post that did over a million views on Twitter and Charlie Kirk had to do a whole show to refute it. I was right. You going to point that out on your show, Charlie? Just asking. Anyway, I mean, you dedicated a whole show to telling how everybody how it wouldn't happen the way I said it would. And now it is. So, I mean, hey, I'd appreciate a mention, bud. Just, you know, direct them here if they want to know what's happening next to 98.9 WORD. Text keyword listen to the text lines. Your friends and family could know 6-8 months ahead what's going to happen. Folks, if I was able to call this in December, not just that Biden would drop out, but that he would do it this very week, I nailed it. It's always been planned. That's what this means. This is why for months I've been screaming, stop it, to our side. Stop blaming Biden for everything. Stop telling everyone Biden screwed up the border. Biden screwed up inflation. Biden screwed up the economy. Shut up. Say it was the Republicans. Say it was the Democrats. That's how they talk about us. They say the Republicans this, MAGA Republicans that. Why? Because it's not going to be Joe. And you've just built the case for the Democrats. The DNC would pay us to say this stuff. Oh, no, it wasn't the Democrats that did all this. It wasn't the Democrats that want open borders. It's Joe. No, it's the Democrats. It doesn't matter which of their clones they run. They're going to do the same level of destruction. The level of destruction they have achieved in 4 years is so great, they have to demolish their candidate because nobody would elect him because nobody wants any more suffering. And we made a mistake. We made a big mistake. And I've been saying it for months. We need to start saying these are Democrat policies, not Biden policies, Democrat policies. Because let me tell you what, they are moving to replace Kamala Harris right now. You want to know what it looks like? Go to the heart of their movement, Axios. What is their lead story right now? Biden doubted Harris's election chances. Biden hesitated to drop his reelection campaign in part because he and his senior advisors worried that Vice President Kamala Harris wasn't up to taking on Donald Trump. It's already started. Drip, 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 drip. Now they're trying to scare the sheeple, the delegates. Well, I mean, you could vote for the black woman. It's what we should do. We are, after all, a DEI party, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are, after all, an affirmative action party. But, you know, we're going to lose. So just chew on that a little bit. She's not going to be the candidate. She's not. And the weapon is the calendar, as I explained in December when I nailed this to the week when Joe Biden would drop out. What does this mean? This is a show, folks. It's a play. It's a movie. It's a narrative. It's not real. It's all coordinated and planned and has been since then. So why do they wait till now to take Joe out at this level of chaos? Well, because it's the best time. I'll explain why using the calendar. You are watching a controlled demolition. This is not chaos. And by the way, this idea that, hey, we got Biden, we're winning. Huh? No. We just took out the single weakest candidate, according to polling, in presidential polling history, by participating in a debate way too early and helping them out. No, we're not winning right now. What we're doing is not winning, okay? What we're doing is not winning. We have just kicked the ball to the opposing team. All is not lost, but this is planned. So we've gone in four shocking weeks again from he's fit as fiddle. Any of these Republican right-wingers have been telling you there's something wrong with Joe. That's just, yeah, those are cheap fakes. They're very fake. Joe's fine. Yeah, he's good. To Frank Biden, this is the headline in the UK Daily Mail right now. Frank Biden, Joe's brother. Frank Biden makes shocking statement about his brother's decision to drop out of the race. That sparks fury from Joe's family. Frank says that, you know, they're just hoping to spend whatever time Biden has left with him. What do you mean, left? What do you mean, has left? CBS News reading that statement. Yes, you know, we're just hoping to spend whatever time Joe has left. Okay, can we see Joe? Is he alive? Is he good? Okay, because quitting your presidential campaign on X is weird. Especially when the Democrats have insisted you're quitting and you've insisted you're not. Nobody's seen the guy. And now we find out that all of those who said it was mis and disinformation that must be censored right away when we were saying, hey, you know what? This guy is not in his senses. He's not right in the head. We were not only right. In 4 weeks, we've gone from fit as a fiddle to just a few weeks left hoping to spend the time with him. Huh? What? Folks, this is an insane. This is probably the most historic week in presidential politics in U.S. history right now. I'm serious. I've never seen, nobody has seen anything like this. Now we're finding out the Trump shooter was able to fly a drone over the site, wander around for 3 hours. It's so weird. They repeatedly call in, oh, hey, you know what? There's this guy. Yeah, he seems to be setting up a shot. He's got the range finder. Yeah, and oh, look, he's got a gun. Look, here's the third call. He's going roof to roof. And it's all the local. It's all the locals who are calling in. And Secret Service seems to not care. And now we know why. The Secret Service was shuffled out. His regular crew had worked for seven days straight was told, hey, you know what, go home. They were replaced by Mayorkas with people who weren't even Secret Service agents, weren't trained, and the whole thing was slated as a low security event. But even with that, the local traffic cops were like, hey, that guy's got a gun. He's going from roof to roof, and they're calling it into the security channel. Now we're finding out that there were three channels. And the one that went to the Secret Service was not the one that they were using. This is just weird. This whole thing is so strange. And devastating. Devastating from Charles Grassley, Senator, releasing the findings of his investigation. Despite an Iranian plot to assassinate Trump, the Secret Service only provided three agency personnel for post-standing Trump's fateful July 13 Pennsylvania rally, compared to 12 for Joe Biden's much smaller indoors gathering that had less than 200 people. The Secret Service, who's been telling us, well, gosh darn, it's locals' responsibility outside the perimeter. Breitbart correctly asking the question, why was the building the best locale for an assassination attempt in the whole area? Why was the building excluded from the Secret Service's inside perimeter and assigned to local law enforcement? Why wasn't the perimeter around the building secured? How were rally goers able to spot crooks climbing up to the rooftop and getting in position before law enforcement could stop him? And now this. Have you seen the picture of Crooks, the assassin, right? Look, he looks like the Crypt Keeper. We've all seen him. He's all over the internet. You know the one? He's got the long stringy hair, looks like a transgender woman. He's crawling around. Notice something key. Notice something about that picture. And I didn't notice it before. Nobody did. It was taken from above. It was one of the pictures sent to law enforcement. It was taken from above. Above? Where were the people who took the picture from above? See, that's the bombshell. Oh, they were in the AGR glass building. What? The local sniper team took the picture. Yeah, they were just looking down on him on the roof. How far was he from them? 40 feet. How long was this before Trump was almost assassinated? Yeah, 50 minutes. Wait, they could have walked out the building they were in on the second floor and walked over to him? Yeah. And they were in the second floor the whole time. Folks, you need to see this diagram because it makes so much sense. Okay, picture the AGR glass building, right? One part of it is two stories. In the second story, according to the current narrative, was the local sniper team, okay? Crooks is on the first story. So this is the second story part of the building is in the back. The first story part that Crooks is on, he's on the first story of the roof, is in the front. So that picture of Crooks looking like the Crypt Keeper, it's all over the internet. It was taken from the second floor. They took it looking down on him. What? Here's Senator Ron Johnson, who released that as part of his findings.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14, and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
By the sniper teams in the second floor of the AGR building. I'm laughing, but it's sickening. That means photos of Thomas Crooks at Butler rally prove snipers were 40 feet from him, looked down on him, saw the roof, and took the picture from above. That is where Ron Johnson's telling us this picture was taken from. Now, if you go look at the picture online, and if you put in Thomas Crooks, it'll probably come up because there's just a few pictures of him. You can clearly see it's from above. You can see one hand in the picture. It's tight cropped, though, so we can't see if the other one has a gun in the picture. But it was taken from above. The only other vantage point above him is that second floor sniper building. There's no other vantage point above him, unless they flew a drone over, which they told us they didn't. But who knows? They lie constantly, including their lies about having security. Now, folks, this is the most important piece of audio I have played all day, and I played it in every hour. This is Jesse Waters of Fox News telling you what our federal intel agencies are telling the reporters at Fox. Listen to this.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Oh, that presidential candidate of yours, yeah, it's totally normal to see him, like, getting shot at, bullets whizzing by his head, right, left, that's normal. So we're not even going to, like, fire anybody if it happens again, it's no big deal. So just know that it's normal. It's normal for your guy, but not our guy, and not our gal, and not our candidates, but your guy to get shot at. Totally normal. Nothing to see here. Let's move along. Breaking news from News Nation. Just another piece of the puzzle. Thomas Matthew Crooks had major depressive disorder diagnosis. And the Secret Service identified him 60 minutes before the shooting as a person of interest. We're learning that they lied about local police securing the area outside of the perimeter, being responsible for securing the glass building. The only responsibility local police had was for traffic patrol. They sent 8 officers. So when you see enraged senators chasing after the Secret Service director going, why'd you send him in the line of fire? You knew at least 50 minutes before the danger. You knew and you sent him and you didn't tell him. A lot of answers got to be had here. They do. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to wrap with this. CNN, because it's positive, completely moved by the sight of the family members of the 13 who died under Joe Biden's watch at Abbey Gate. Take a listen. CNN commentator David Urban, and he's a CNN commentator. This is how devastating the RNC convention has been. The fact that CNN actually covered that part of it better than Fox News did.
It's just unforgivable, okay? Yeah. Hunter Lopez's father, when Anderson, I got choked up, his father's reading those names. The fact that Joe Biden never met with those families, the fact that Joe Biden forgot that those kids died, is just unforgivable. The fact that the White House has never bothered to clean up or say we're sorry is just unforgivable. It's unforgivable to me as a Davis in America.
Amen. Have a great rest of the day. Be sure to tune in to the Battleground America podcast. Put a new edition out every day around noon. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. So we've gone in four shocking weeks again from he's fit as fiddle. Any of these Republican right-wingers have been telling you there's something wrong with Joe. That's just, yeah, those are cheap fakes. They're very fake. Joe's fine. Joe's fine. Yeah, he's good. To Frank Biden, this is the headline in the UK Daily Mail right now. Frank Biden, Joe's brother. Frank Biden makes shocking statement about his brother's decision to drop out of the race. That sparks fury from Joe's family. Frank says that, you know, they're just hoping to spend whatever time Biden has left with him. What do you mean, left? What do you mean, has left? CBS News reading that statement. Yes, you know, we're just hoping to spend whatever time Joe has. Okay, can we see Joe? Is he alive? Is he good? Okay, because quitting your presidential campaign on X is weird. Especially when the Democrats have insisted you're quitting and you've insisted you're not. Nobody's seen the guy. And now we find out that all of those who said it was mis and disinformation that must be censored right away when we were saying, hey, you know what? This guy is not in his senses. He's not right in the head. That we were not only right, in 4 weeks we've gone from fit as a fiddle to just a few weeks left hoping to spend the time with him. Huh? What? Folks, this is an insane. This is probably the most historic week in presidential politics in U.S. history right now. I'm serious. I've never seen, nobody has seen anything like this. Now we're finding out the Trump shooter was able to fly a drone over the site, wander around for 3 hours. It's so weird. They repeatedly call in, oh, hey, you know what? There's this guy. Yeah, he seems to be setting up a shot. He's got the range finder. Yeah, and oh, look, he's got a gun. Oh, and look, here's the third call. He's going roof to roof. And it's all the local. It's all the locals who are calling in. And Secret Service seems to not care. And now we know why. The Secret Service was shuffled out. His regular crew had worked for seven days straight was told, hey, you know what, go home. They were replaced by Mayorkas with people who weren't even Secret Service agents, weren't trained, and the whole thing was slated as a low security event. But even with that, the local traffic cops were like, hey, that guy's got a gun. He's going from roof to roof, and they're calling it into the security channel. Now we're finding out that there were three channels. And the one that went to the Secret Service was not the one that they were using. This is just weird. This whole thing is so strange. And devastating. Devastating from Charles Grassley, Senator, releasing the findings of his investigation. Despite an Iranian plot to assassinate Trump, the Secret Service only provided three agency personnel for post-standing Trump's fateful July 13 Pennsylvania rally, compared to 12 for Joe Biden's much smaller indoors gathering that had less than 200 people. The Secret Service, who's been telling us, well, gosh darn, it's locals' responsibility outside the perimeter. Breitbart correctly asking the question, why was the building the best locale for an assassination attempt in the whole area? Why was the building excluded from the Secret Service's inside perimeter and assigned to local law enforcement? Why wasn't the perimeter around the building secured? How were rally goers able to spot crooks climbing up to the rooftop and getting in position before law enforcement could stop him? And now this. Have you seen the picture of Crooks, the assassin, right? Look, he looks like the Crypt Keeper. We've all seen him. He's all over the internet. You know the one? He's got the long stringy hair, looks like a transgender woman. He's crawling around. Notice something key. Notice something about that picture. And I didn't notice it before. Nobody did. It was taken from above. It was one of the pictures sent to law enforcement. It was taken from above. Above? Where were the people who took the picture from above? See, that's the bombshell. Oh, they were in the AGR glass building. What? The local sniper team took the picture. Yeah, they were just looking down on him on the roof. How far was he from them? 40 feet. How long was this before Trump was almost assassinated? Yeah, 50 minutes. Wait, they could have walked out the building they were in on the second floor and walked over to him? Yeah. And they were in the second floor the whole time. Folks, you need to see this diagram because it makes so much sense. Okay, picture the AGR glass building, right? One part of it is two stories. In the second story, according to the current narrative, was the local sniper team, okay? Crooks is on the first story. So this is the second story part of the building is in the back. The first story part that Crooks is on, he's on the first story of the roof, is in the front. So that picture of Crooks looking like the Crypt Keeper, it's all over the internet. It was taken from the second floor. They took it looking down on him. What? Here's Senator Ron Johnson, who released that as part of his findings.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14, and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
By the sniper teams in the second floor of the AGR building. I'm laughing, but it's sickening. That means photos of Thomas Crooks at Butler rally prove snipers were 40 feet from him, looked down on him, saw the roof, and took the picture from above. That is where Ron Johnson's telling us this picture was taken from. Now, if you go look at the picture online, and if you put in Thomas Crooks, it'll probably come up because there's just a few pictures of him. You can clearly see it's from above. You can see one hand in the picture. It's tight cropped, though, so we can't see if the other one has a gun in the picture. But it was taken from above. The only other vantage point above him is that second floor sniper building. There's no other vantage point above him, unless they flew a drone over, which they told us they didn't. But who knows? They lie constantly, including their lies about having security. Now, folks, this is the most important piece of audio I have played all day, and I played it in every hour. This is Jesse Waters of Fox News telling you what our federal intel agencies are telling the reporters at Fox. Listen to this.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Oh, that presidential candidate of yours, yeah, it's totally normal to see him, like, getting shot at, bullets whizzing by his head, right, left, that's normal. So we're not even going to, like, fire anybody if it happens again, it's no big deal. So just know that it's normal. It's normal for your guy, but not our guy, and not our gal, and not our candidates, but your guy to get shot at. Totally normal. Nothing to see here. Let's move along. Breaking news from News Nation. Just another piece of the puzzle. Thomas Matthew Crooks had major depressive disorder diagnosis. And the Secret Service identified him 60 minutes before the shooting as a person of interest. We're learning that they lied about local police securing the area outside of the perimeter, being responsible for securing the glass building. The only responsibility local police had was for traffic control. They sent 8 officers. So when you see enraged senators chasing after the Secret Service director going, why'd you send him in the line of fire? You knew at least 50 minutes before the danger. You knew and you sent him and you didn't tell him. A lot of answers got to be had here. They do. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to wrap with this. CNN, because it's positive, completely moved by the sight of the family members of the 13 who died under Joe Biden's watch at Abbey Gate. Take a listen. CNN commentator David Urban, and he's a CNN commentator. This is how devastating the RNC convention has been. The fact that CNN actually covered that part of it better than Fox News did.
It's just unforgivable, okay? Yeah. Hunter Lopez's father, when Anderson, I got choked up. His father was reading those names. The fact that Joe Biden never met with those families, the fact that Joe Biden forgot that those kids died, is just unforgivable. The fact that the White House has never bothered to clean up or say we're sorry is just unforgivable. It's unforgivable to me as a Davis in America.
Amen. Have a great rest of the day. Be sure to tune in to the Battleground America podcast. Put a new edition out every day around noon. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. Breaking news from News Nation. Just another piece of the puzzle. Thomas Matthew Crooks had major depressive disorder diagnosis. And the Secret Service identified him 60 minutes before the shooting as a person of interest. We're learning that they lied about local police securing the area outside of the perimeter, being responsible for securing the glass building. The only responsibility local police had was for traffic patrol. They sent 8 officers. So when you see enraged senators chasing after the Secret Service director going, why'd you send him in the line of fire? You knew at least 50 minutes before the danger. You knew and you sent him and you didn't tell him. A lot of answers got to be had here. They do. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to wrap with this. CNN, because it's positive, completely moved by the sight of the family members of the 13 who died under Joe Biden's watch at Abbey Gate. Take a listen. CNN commentator David Urban, and he's a CNN commentator. This is how devastating the RNC convention has been. The fact that CNN actually covered that part of it better than Fox News did.
It's just unforgivable, okay? Yeah. Hunter Lopez's father, when Anderson, I got choked up, his father was reading those names. The fact that Joe Biden never met with those families, the fact that Joe Biden forgot that those kids died is just unforgivable. The fact that the White House has never bothered to clean up or say we're sorry is just unforgivable. It's unforgivable to me as a Davis in America.
Amen. Have a great rest of the day. Be sure to tune in to the Battleground America podcast. Put a new edition out every day around noon. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.